All right, welcome back to our DevOps for the Bot Framework series, or rub a little DevOps on your bots. In this session, we're talking about telemetry. We already covered quite a few topics, but this is telemetry for your bots. So what should you think about when you're doing telemetry for bots? Just like before, you know, keep in mind it's basically just a web API for Node or web API for .NET. With the bot framework behind it to help you create the conversations that your bot will have with users. But it is very, you know, I think that for bots, it's very important for you to be able to track how your users, or just like any other application, track how your users are using your bot. So which paths are they taking in the conversations and the dialogues that you create and everything else, so that you can find out how it's been used, if there's paths in there that are never being hit, for example, so that you can try to improve it, make the messages clearer, or point or remove that whole thing from there, or maybe do beta testing with telemetry enabled, and if people don't like a way that the bot is talking to them, change that to something else and improve it that way. So basically, it's one of the DevOps practices of learning from production, and to learn from production, you need telemetry in there. A few considerations, of course. PII, privacy and consent. So you can make it so that you are only tracking the paths that people are taking, but not the actual things that they're saying to the bot. That way it's a little bit easier. But if you are tracking things like private information that people might be writing to the bot, make sure that you have consent as part of the beginning of it. Also, like I mentioned before, A/B testing conversational things for you to learn and improve on it. There's several third-party solutions out there that will help you improve by looking at this and doing A/B testing, but it's as simple as just gathering the data and analyzing it yourself and learning about what A/B testing is and the data science behind it. Make sure that you analyze the whole conversations, like I mentioned, the path that people are taking, not just the last message that was sent, because otherwise you won't know how the user even got there, the things that they typed to try and fix it to the bot. And another cool thing is that if you are gathering telemetry, you can not only analyze specific conversations or instances, but also create nice dashboards and reports on top of it in Power BI or wherever else you create reports. You can just gather the data from, in this case, for Microsoft App Insights and create reports on top of it.
No, that all sounds great. So whenever we go back to the definition of DevOps, it says deliver value.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can tell if you've delivered value is, like you said, monitor those new dialogues and see if anyone's using them. Because if no one's using them, you didn't deliver value. You just delivered another island of a dialogue that no one's using, and you need to go back in and hopefully clean out some of that technical debt, or as you suggested, go run some experiments, see if we can change the dialogue and change some of the intent to get people to more engage with that particular dialogue and actually deliver value. So people need to realize how important telemetry is, not only in bots, but in all app development, to truly measure if you're delivering value or not.
Exactly. So let's do a little demo pretty quick. What I have here is the same bot that I've been showing before, the code for it. And this one is the state bot with App Insights added to it. So the first thing in Node here, this is the node.js version of it. You see that I have an Application Insights module there. It's already up to 19, I need to update it. And this is basic, just like as if you were writing any other Node application, you add the App Insights there and start using Application Insights. You would have an environment variable for the Application Insights key that you need to make sure that it's in an environment variable. So what I have is it here, App Insights instrumentation key, and then that gets used from your code in when you create your bot here. So when you are setting up App Insights, when you're first creating the bot, you pass in that App Insights instrumentation key there, and it's going to start pumping all the telemetry that you create with this App Insights module to your specific bucket from the App Insights on Azure. And again, just like we talked about before with the bot app ID and password, put it in an environment variable, don't hard code it, so that you can deploy this bot to multiple environments, I like to have at least a beta one and then a production one. And you just change the App Insights key via release management, like we showed you in the continuous deployment, and it'll update the App Insights instrumentation key there. Or if we have a look at the template here, it's been passed, there's this instrumentation key, and this is coming out of the App Insights instance that's being created by this very own template as well. So we don't actually need to pass this in as a parameter. It's just, it knows that it's part of the template and picks it up from there. Cool, so, and that's another reason. So it's being set by the template here, picking up from it, setting it up as an app settings of your web app, and then you're picking it up from code, and because the web app, when you have it in its app settings, it overrides what's in the environment variables, it'll pick that up and write the right one, or use the right one from your code.
Cool.
The bot-specific thing that I have to show here inside our bot is, say, you know, you're creating the conversation between your bot and your user, for example, welcome to the Search City bot, and it's sending that to the user. And then it's tracing that it's starting that conversation. But what you see is that it's creating the content for it by using this telemetry module. So let me find another example here. For example, var telemetry, it is creating the telemetry entry from the telemetry module and then tracking that event. And basically what the telemetry module is doing, this is a custom one that we built. You can write anything you like to App Insights, but in this case, we are tracking not only where in the conversation we are, but also the state for the user, the conversation, and et cetera. So that's where, you know, that PII and consent comes back. Make sure that you're tracking only things that you should track. But this is how you could serialize the whole of the state plus the stage in which the user is in with your bot, and then send that to App Insights to be tracked. The same way with .NET here. So this is the same bot, but written in .NET. And I have the same state dialog. And here I am, for example, this is when we first start. That's a new user. And then we're saying welcome back and et cetera. And depending on where you want to track, we are just creating a track event, but we are tracking not only the location of where we are in the conversation, but we're calling this telemetry extension class here to serialize the whole context into the entry before it gets saved. So you save more than just the state, but the stage, but the state of the conversation as well. So this is the main bot-related thing from a code perspective that you need to keep track of is how much you want to track and where it's going to come from. If it's just where you are in the conversation or where the user is, or if you need more things from the state that you're saving throughout the conversation as well. And then once this gets deployed to in this case, an Azure web app, you can see I have a C# with its own application insights and a node with its own node insights. If I go into the C# one, here, I already have it open. You see that it's been gathering some telemetry recently, and we can check it out as well. And another good thing from this is you can see how quickly your bot is actually working. So you can see the server responses and everything that depends on it. So you can see that there's some dependencies here on the bot framework and the state from the bot framework itself. Yeah. So you can find out, you know, you can raise a bug with the bot team if you see that it's taking a lot longer than it should to reply. But another part that's pretty cool is that you can see all of those events and get into a stage where you are measuring also, let me put a filter here, on different things that are being tracked as well, or specific events. And you can see here that I'm tracking just when a new user starts and when they change the city. Okay. So you can filter by this, update it, and also set a time range. So even from here, you can have a high-level query of how many times that thing has been called. So
Got
it's been called 6 times within the past past hour, for example.
Okay, got it.
And we can see change city happened a couple of times, new user. And if you want to get even deeper into it, you can go into App Insights Analytics that allows you to write actual full-on queries against the data that are that's being gathered by your bot.
Okay.
And you can see I have, for example, custom events here, and it'll be tracking all of those custom events. So let's see if we get a basic query here, and you can see that it's tracking quite a lot of those. I have about 50 or a few of them, six of them, that are custom tracking. Or if I change this to custom events, for example, and I'm limiting it to 5, I can run this query again, and it's picking up current city search.
Got
so
it.
You know, by me just trying out the bot earlier on, it's been tracking this. The cool thing now that we have this, you can of course you can see how from here you would go analyzing all of this data and making sense of where your users went. You can see that it has a user ID there, and that, you know, this is all repeated because it was just me testing the bot, but you can also group things by user ID and see just the or filter by user ID to see that conversation just for that specific user. The team that we've also created this bot framework dashboard, and this is again more Shamesh from my team. He created this frame dash is what he calls it. It's a dashboard that will look at App Insights. So if you've enabled App Insights, like I showed you, for your bot, and then you want to have a look at what the channels, how many messages the channels are going. If you have Lua enabled for your bot, it'll show you the intents as well. So here's an example of that running live. And the dashboard, let me just change it to the month ago. And you can see channel usage. Slack had a few users and now went down again. Web chat, we probably have this bot embedded into a website. It's increasing. Exceptions as well, how many users. And then because he has Lewis enabled, we can see the types of intents that are being picked up. So this is the alarm one. So alarm is set. He didn't understand it, so he went to none, and all of that. So this is a nice dashboard that you can write. So just an example of what you can do with the data that you're collecting with the telemetry from your bot. So if you want to check it out, you have the link here, github.com, Catalyst Code Bot Framework Dashboard. And we'll have this in the notes for the session as well.
Very
so
cool.
That's a quick overview of, you know, telemetry, why it's important for anything, and then for the bot as well, it's pretty important, and the few little bits and pieces that are different for the bot framework itself.
Awesome. So I think we have one more that we're gonna share with people and some advanced techniques.
Yeah, it's both some advanced techniques and then just a look at the bot framework dashboard that I haven't shown that before, and running a bot in production as well.
Perfect. So stay tuned for that, and that'll be in our next episode. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.